It's only been one day. One day of normal. And here's the second, the beginning of the second day. After we had one single day of bad weather. This is what I've been trying to tell my listeners. This is not a total systemic collapse of infrastructure. This is a temporary cessation. And yet already in one 24-hour period after a storm, every gas station and truck stop along Highway Interstate 45 from Huntsville, Willis, the Woodlands, Conroe, into North Houston is out of gas. I'm on Luetta right now, which is in Spring, north, a little bit north of Houston. There's a few gas stations that still have gas, but they're not on the interstate. You have to go on Willis a little bit. This is amazing how fast this happened. People are out panic buying right now. There's total blackout across Willis. I live way out in the country in Willis. We have power out there, but during the storm, during the 12, 13 hours of the storm, I was on backup generators. I have two generators on my property. And look at this gas station. Oh my God. People are lined up. They're lined up on three different adjacent streets just trying to get in here. This is incredible. Incredible. I passed the gas station. Now look how everything looks. Once I pass the gas station. Another gas station up here. It's amazing. Most of the gas stations that I've seen it's pretty bad. I'm gonna go in here. Yeah, most of the gas stations I've seen, they've all had some yellow bags. They're showing that they're not selling gas. Sometimes they just turn the pumps off. I've been to about 12, maybe 13 gas stations and truck stops in a 35-mile area. Yeah, it's pretty bad, guys. Man, just did it again. All right. I'm taking all these little back roads to get to the feeder. So much easier. But it takes one day, guys. One bad weather day in Texas. Shut down. There's been no internet. Today. I haven't uploaded any videos except for that 6-minute video of the storm, but it took 8 hours to upload a 6-minute video. We just don't have any bandwidth. The internet's down. It's bad. Even my hotspots, they're no good. We've got service vehicles everywhere doing all kinds of things. It's crazy. Here in Houston, North Houston Spring, I'm really surprised to see some restaurants and stuff open, because there's none open in Conroe. It's total blackout. The court systems have all been shut down for 2 days. Probably going to be shut down the rest of the week. The courts require the internet anyway. But everything, it's like an information blackout. Everybody can text, but we're having trouble calling each other. Even, friends and family in the local area, my dad and I had to go get my dad and bring him to my property. Yeah, I just dropped him off. I had to do that because it's just ridiculous. It is absolutely ridiculous. Temporary interruption. To the left of me is another long line. Long line. I don't think they understand. I don't think they understand. Every single car represents about a 15 to 20 minute period. Every car. And these people just get in those lines. The line goes all the way down the feeder. That's for a gas station. That's for a gas station, man. Really. Saw a dude with a sign just now. That's why I got quiet. He said, just a few bucks, please. I reached into my wallet. driving a standard and the green light, and he kept walking. I didn't have time to give him any money. But I have to believe that everything is meant to be, no matter what it is. So it wasn't meant to be. Anyway, people are using their... Listen, you got... It's better to go home. It's just better to go home. And at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, if it's that important to you and you need that gas, get your ass up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and go hit those gas stations. It's crazy. I don't understand people who don't prepare. I got a gas tank at home. I got two gas generators at home and two electric generators at home. The electric generators are small, portable units that I can keep charged, and they got 2 and 4 plugs on them, and they'll run small things like fans. They're basically backup for an entire day. Laptops, televisions, small fans, cell phones, tablets. Yeah, for almost an entire day, the small electric generators will do that. They're a blessing to have. I've got two of them. But the electric generators run all the heavy duty stuff. I mean, excuse me, the gas generators. I don't know why people just don't get prepared. Why are you always the last minute? I don't get it. Thousands of people from Huntsville and Willis, thousands of people all the way to Galveston, maybe more than that, are right now, as I speak, waiting in long lines trying to get gas, and a bunch of them will never get it. Those tanks are not endless. I know how big those tanks are. I've seen them install them. Those tanks have sections inside of them. The leaded, unleaded, premium, diesel. A bunch of those cars that are in those lines will never get that gas. One day. That's all it took. One day of bad weather knocked out Central East Texas's power. The power's out. The internet's out. Gas stations are out. Are already out of gas. Whole chains and stores and the courts, all municipal buildings and functions, services, all out. All the elderly, no air conditioning. One day of bad weather did this. People aren't prepared. They just think they are. And we already have emergency services online from other states that are already here helping out. And you know what? It's going to be temporary. It's temporary. I shouldn't even be on the freeway moving like this in rush hour. Right now. I'm returning from Luetta right now because I couldn't even get to Dawn's place because of the traffic. The people waiting in gas lines have blocked everything on Luetta. Yeah, even law enforcement was parked on the sideline in people's lawns. They can't move up and down. So they're just strictly observing. Amazing. I've seen some FEMA, Emergency Management Operations Centers. These are big trailers. I've seen them set up in some parking lots. One of them's right there in the smack dab middle of Splendora, Texas. I was there the other day. Yeah, it's pretty bad. Rush hour. We're all doing just fine. Normally, we're locked down 10 to 15 miles per hour at this time. Rush hour, look. Only the people that got gas are on the roads. Yeah, without gas, no one's going to work tomorrow. That's why all those people are in those lines, probably. Keep their jobs. Why do you not keep gas at home? I don't understand it. I have to because I got those two gas generators. But I don't care how long everybody's out of gas. I've got backup gas also for, you know, my Jeep and my motorcycle. I can park the van. I can put the van up. With a Jeep and motorcycle, everybody else, the roads will be empty. except for law enforcement, they have reserves too. Law enforcement, EMS, some contractors, roads will be empty. I'll be out there. But that just makes me a target. This is what I've been trying to convey to people. This is one single day of bad weather, and already critical systems are already offline, and they've been offline for a day and a half. There's people really suffering right now. It's hot as hell, and it's going to get hotter. The storm brought a cool front, but it's only a cool front by about 10 degrees. We got triple digits coming this weekend. They need to get that power online. A whole bunch of elderly people were trapped in my dad's complex. My dad lives in a real nice complex. It's for senior citizens, 55 years and older. But they can come and go as they please. The entire condominium complex is it doesn't have medical and all that. This is not assisted living at all. This is just for 55 years and older. My dad's 81, 82. Born 1942, so he'd be 81. Or 82. I can't remember. So he hit me up this morning. I said, man, you need to come over to my place like right now. I got good AC in two different buildings. Yeah, man, you come on. So he's at my place right now. I couldn't get to Don's. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to change out vehicles on my property. I'm going to fill up my motorcycle. Because I can go halfway across Texas and back on my bike on a full tank. I'm not worried about gas. I don't need to struggle for gas on that motorcycle. I just recently got it out the shop with a bunch of upgrades too. Got some new fog lights on it. It's good. So I'll go check up on her tonight. Because it looks bad. Zero communication. I haven't heard from Dawn since yesterday morning. It was a text. All attempts to phone call, her service is not even online. So emails, but I know she's doing good because she's got an awesome natural gas generator. They're not common. She doesn't have to worry about gasoline. She gets her stuff naturally from natural gas. But even that, in a real collapse, right now she's all right, but in a real collapse, a real systemic collapse, she would be out of there. Because after 4 or 5 days, the pump stations don't have all their auxiliary power and their generators go offline. And then there's no pump stations pumping that natural gas. So her generator would go off. We live in an interdependent infrastructure. Everything requires everything else to work. You really want to know how bad it gets? I've told you guys. Out of the ashes, I read the first 24 books in prison by William Johnstone. I've done videos in the past about this series of books. Really want to know what a total systemic collapse is, all the weird shit that starts developing it, the new barter and trade systems, and how people become currency. Yeah, people hunt each other, learn all about long pig. It's all there. Nobody wants to hear it, but I've been talking about it on my channel. Listen, this was one day in Texas. Things look normal from the perspective of the road, until you start seeing when you leave the interstate and you try to go anywhere, everything's congested. Everything's backed up. No street lights are working. Look at that. Oh my gosh, just crowds and crowds of vehicles. There was literally 1,000 vehicles right there coming out of that underpass. The feeders over here on the side. Listen, the feeders are miles long of vehicles. Nothing but vehicles here. Miles from the last bridge. And that's all you see. Damn it. You see, look at these vehicles. And this is, we're 2 miles, maybe 2.5 miles away from the exit that they're lined up to get in. It is ridiculous. Some of those people won't even make it to the intersection for a couple hours. That's how bad it is. When you have a collapse like this, and this is a very temporal one, because they're already fixing the problem. When a collapse occurs like this, they're not telling you the wrong shit when they say shelter in place. It's the best thing to do. Well, I mean, I've got more resources than the average individual. So I have the mobility. I can move around. I can go help check on people. A lot of people don't have that. just out of there. I know a woman, I told her no. I know a woman that called me the other day and said, hey, I need you to come out here to Conroe and start my generator. And she had a nasty divorce. I'm not gonna put her business out there too much. She had a nasty divorce and she kept the man's generator. She's never operated that generator. And I remember because she used to be a pretty close friend of mine. I kind of drifted away. And I remember her husband. And she opposed the purchase. Didn't want him to buy it. He gets that generator. When he's out of the picture, now all of a sudden she needs that generator running bad. Wants me to come out there and turn it on. Generators are so easy to use. Read the damn manual. I told her there's no way in hell right now when I got other people I need to be checking on, I need to expend my fuel on. There's no way in hell I'm coming out to your place when all you have to do is go knock on your neighbor's door and go find a guy. Since you don't want to do it, go find a guy to turn the generator on. Or just sit there in the heat. It's ridiculous. Doesn't even make any sense. Yeah, man, you can't save everybody. Some people just aren't even worth saving. Like, man, there's some things you just need to learn how to do yourself. Especially that generator. That generator had a fuel button where you prime it and then the on button, and you can't fuck that up. What the hell? Make me drive 30 miles to come turn a button on. I'm not feeling that. Not even feeling that. Traffic slowed down a little bit. A lot of these vehicles around me are a part of the exodus. A lot of people are leaving the Galveston, Houston area. They're going north. You can tell. You can always tell. Because the vehicles coming going south, a lot of them are fleet vehicles and 18-wheelers, supply trucks, trucks from electric companies, internet companies that are coming from up north. Most of the vehicles going north, all around me right now, they're all personal vehicles. In some of these vehicles, you can see a lot of stuff stacked up in their back seats. People are leaving the greater Houston area. Yeah, man, let the power stay out for 3 or 4 days. The climate change, the social climate changes. Yeah. That's when things get bad. People turn on each other real fast behind resources. Yeah, all that political correctness goes out the window. All those people who got problems with gun owners and gun ownership, and you got problems with felons having guns, you got all that shit, yeah, all that's out the window. When you got 4 or 5 gang members, you're watching 4 or 5 gang members, 2 of them with assault rifles, a couple of them with sticks and bats, 1 of them holding a spear, another one with a crowbar, another one with a pistol in his hand, and you literally watch them kick door your neighbors who you've been knowing for 20 years, and you hear nothing but screams and gunshots, and they go in there and they just move in. They just move in, do whatever they want with the people that are in there, go through their cupboards, go through all their shit. Yeah, man. Money doesn't mean shit if nobody's taking it. In one day in Texas, American Express, I have one in my wallet right now, means nothing in one day. One day in Texas, my Wells Fargo card, my PayPal debit card means nothing. Why? Because nobody's taking them. Grocery stores in Willis, now they're shut down, but earlier, taking nothing but cash. Before the gas ran out, taking nothing but cash at the gas stations. Not taking plastic. Over and over and over, the establishment is always trying to tell you not to carry a lot of cash. Always trying to tell you, make sure a target, don't carry a bunch of cash. Cash ain't needed. We live in a cashless society. We live in a debit and a credit society. You need to participate in this because this is where we're going. Our system is foolproof. You don't have anything to worry about. One day. One bad weather day. And it wasn't even a hurricane, guys. By the time it was passing over Houston, it was a tropical storm. When it hit Spring, it was a tropical storm. When it hit the Woodlands, it was a hot tropical storm. When it hit the Conroe, it was nothing but a rainstorm. When it hit Willis and tore some trees apart, it was still a bad storm, but it wasn't nothing else. One day of bad weather. That lasted about 10 hours. Off and on. One day. Internet's out. Electricity's out. Common sense is out. People suddenly turned into morons. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Some large stores have their own generators, like HEB, Kroger. They're still going. I don't know if they're taking cards or not. But they're not going to sell you gas. The gas stations in front of both of them are empty. Been there. I was there this morning. So crazy, guys, seeing all this unfold so rapidly. All the feeders leaving the interstate are packed. People desperately trying to find gas stations. Tomorrow, by this time, I promise you, there's going to be vehicles abandoned all over the roads. People don't realize there's no gas to be had. Not in this area of Texas. It's all going fast. There's another vehicle on the road. I don't know what's wrong with it, but he's there. Seen a few of them. This overpass right here, packed with vehicles. They're not going anywhere fast on the overpasses because all the traffic lights are out. It's terrible. Slow, empty, all these parking lots are empty. Restaurants. This is one day, guys. I've done videos in the past. Some of you guys were really discouraged with me because my message is generally positive. You're really discouraged with me about my Phoenix Phenomenon videos where I was painting for you a very elaborate picture of what 7 days of total systemic collapse means. This is not a total systemic collapse. It's nowhere near a systemic collapse. Systemic collapse means the entire system. This is not the entire system. This is only Central East Texas. Imagine if it was this way across the entire United States, when no help was coming from any other cities because, or other states, because they're going through the same shit. When EMS and law enforcement are completely locked down. That's not what we have right now. We have EMS and law enforcement and response teams. We have firemen out. I've been seeing them all day going in different directions. Road rage is a matter of American life now. But I'm pretty sure it's intensified now because people are cutting in line at gas stations and, you know, all that shit. I can imagine all over Houston and Spring and Conroe and the Woodlands that, yeah, I can imagine all kinds of fights broke out behind that shit. Or somebody filling up their car and then pissing the people off in the line behind them because once their car's filled, then all of a sudden they got 5 or 6 gas cans they want to fill up. Yeah, man. Cut and Shoot, Texas was pretty far off the path from the interstate. There's another abandoned vehicle. We're going to see a bunch of them. Yeah, Cut and Shoot, Texas off the beaten path quite a bit. But JR, I gave him 3 gas cans. And told him, I said, hey man, look, I'll pay you. If you just happen to be driving around today on any of your contractor appointments and jobs, hey man, listen, fill these cans up for me. He hit me up. I said, hey, they're only selling premium here and they'll only sell me $50 at a time. You want me to put $50 of premium in these gas? I said, hell yeah, I'll run premium through my generators. Those are backup gas cans. I just want to put them on my property just to be there in case my other gas cans come up empty. I get about 11 hours, 10 to 11 hours of power when I run one of my generators. And I'd never run my generators at the same time. I keep both of them full, but they alternate. Same reason I have multiple vehicles. For those of you who don't realize it, if you drive one single vehicle every day, you will wear and tear that vehicle eventually, you know, beyond whatever, 200,000, 240,000 miles, the wear and tear will start getting really great. If you have two separate vehicles and you switch them out routinely, the wear and tear on them is exponentially less on both, because they're both being used more frequently. Which means, situationally, what it means is your vehicles will last way longer being used in tandem than one single vehicle will using it by itself. If you understand what I'm saying. It's much more advantageous. My van will last a lot longer because I use my Jeep a lot, and sometimes my motorcycle. By the time my van hits, you know, 300,000 miles, it'll still be in better shape than if it would have hit 300,000 miles if I was using it only every single day. There's another abandoned one. Lots of flashers out today, guys. There's another. Oh, Leo, you. Oh man, that's a terrible place to run out of gas. Yeah. So I just wanted to do this video because I'm living it. What I've literally told you guys, look at this bridge. You know, damn, it's too late. Entire bridge packed, not a single vehicle moving. Every bridge I've passed has been the same way. Packed vehicles, they're just not moving. It's really odd. You see the highway like this, I'm not used to seeing this, guys. There's normally a lot of vehicles on Interstate 45. Look, he's got his gas cans on his back and the back full. He's leaving Houston. And F this, I'm gone. This is not normal. This interstate being so abandoned like this is not normal. It's crazy. Now I'm way out here in North Willis. I'm on the north side of Willis. Look at this line at this truck stop. Look at this line. That's the very end of the line, but it's serpentine. It's a serpentine road. It goes a long way, guys. It goes a long way. They're at the very end of a very long road before they even get to the truck stop. Then when they get to the truck stop, it's going to be a much longer road. So crazy. I made 40 minutes down to Louetta, and then I couldn't even get down Louetta and had to turn back trying to go check in on Dawn. I'm going to go back on a motorcycle. I can take back roads on a motorcycle. I ain't got to worry about all that traffic. Look at this. People are waiting for gas at this truck stop. They just don't even know there's no gas there. I was just there this morning. These people are all coming off the internet thinking they're going to get gas at Circle K. There is no gas there. Look at this. This is my street. Well, I got to go several miles on this old country road right here to get to my property. But this is it. This is this gas station right here. This is the last truck stop. All these people are waiting for, I don't know what they're waiting on. There's nothing here. These people are all coming in from somewhere else thinking, saw the sign on the side of the road. There's no gas available. Insane. This is Willis, Texas. There's never traffic jams here. You never see anything like this here. Normally, I'm the only vehicle at this intersection. You guys have seen this intersection many times in my videos when I put my camera on my motorcycle. This is insane. All these people jammed up in here to go to a truck stop that doesn't even have any gas. I just came from there. That line goes long all the way around the corner. These people here were just waiting. Unless one's going to get on that interstate. Yeah, getting on the interstate there. So this is insane. What with JR bringing me three cans back and me emptying those three cans earlier into this Jeep, auxiliary cans, I'm actually returning to my property with almost the exact amount of gas I had when I woke up this morning, which means I have more than plenty. All my reservoirs are full. Well, actually, I'm lying to you because I only had less than a quarter of a tank this morning, and I'm returning with half a tank. So I'm doing good. I'm actually have more than I have. That's good. Yeah, I emptied the gas cans into the Jeep, and I topped off the motorcycle. I got a few trips in that motorcycle, and I don't have to worry about anything. I've never seen it like this, guys. It's crazy. I guarantee you tomorrow, there's going to be very few vehicles on the road unless these gas stations get topped off by these 18-wheelers, these supply trucks overnight. I don't know. I just don't know if that's going to happen. What a day. What a day, guys. One day, internet collapsed. No power. All the gas is gone. Cash only lifestyle. Credit cards don't mean shit right now. One day did all that. Traffic jams. Panic buying. People hitting the stores buying all kinds of shit. People went from eating healthy to junk food instantly. One day. One day. I'll tell you what my next purchase is. One, it's going to be a larger gas tank. I'm a believer now. I'm probably going to give me a 300-gallon tank. Go ahead and get a shed for it. Have a special building, brought in for it. Can't leave that exposed to the elements. Got to lock that shed. Yeah. That's my next purchase. Also, I might go shopping for it tomorrow if anybody's open. But I'm a firm believer now. I see it for myself. My old man almost died not having access to the internet. He's like, man, I wish I... Oh, wow, look at this. This is just for diesel, guys. Because they don't have gas. I was here this morning, too. They don't have any gas there. Amazing. Some diesel pumps still work. Some people aren't there for gas. Some people are panic buying because the gas stations and truck stops also sell propane tanks. I don't know why people don't keep propane tanks. I keep about 9 propane tanks. I'm never going to run out of propane. So yeah, I forgot what I was talking about before we came up on that Piney Woods gas station. But yeah, this is weird. It's weird, guys. How fast it all goes. I don't know when I'm gonna be able to upload this. I don't have any internet. Oh, my dad was panicking, like, damn, man, I got nothing to do. So I said, hey man, you know what? I can get a whole library right here. You spent your whole life reading. Now all of a sudden it's a problem. He's like, yeah, man, I can read some books. You're right. I just don't have the type of books he likes to read. But my next purchase, I think I'm going to go ahead and get me a DVD player. I'm a believer now. You don't need internet to sit there and watch movies. You'd be a pretty popular guy. You had a DVD player and 1,000 badass movies. You know, a whole series of TV shows. I might want to look into that. Because when a collapse happens, shit, that's going to be an awesome way to entertain. Also, they got generators now that have these roll-out solar panels. Look at that tree. Tree all... Only one lane can go by at a time. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. Yeah, man. What a life. What a life. Alright, guys. DVD players is on my mind. You get all kinds of awesome DVDs. Everything. One single generator with a rollout. It's a literal rollout aluminum foil type of solar panels. Keeps that generator going. You put that out in the sun, keep that generator going, and the generator would run the DVD player. I mean, that's how you would do it in like a Mad Max scenario. Until some dumbass torn apart. You know that's gonna happen. Man. Today, all today is driving. Take me a break. I'm gonna take a break and then I'm gonna get on that motorcycle. Go see if somebody needs some help. One day, guys. That's all it took. That's all it took in Texas. In one day. And all you have to do is extrapolate. Okay, what would 7 days of this be like? And you pretty much understand. It'd be a whole lot of people. There'd be a whole lot of people in trouble. And there's a whole lot of people who just can't make it either. They can't take this heat. They can't take these conditions. They wouldn't be able to do it.